This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. We've been studying with you for the past several days on the topic, Why Jesus Does Not Want You to Go to Hell. This lesson has been based upon a number of passages, but basically upon Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 47. And I'd like to urge you to read, beginning with verse 43 in Mark 9, and read on through the end of the chapter. And especially I'd like to read for you now, rereading for those who've been listening for us or with us all along, of verses 47 and 48. And if thine eye cause thee to stumble, cast it out. It is good for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And so the Lord Jesus Christ recognizes that we should, and we will be wise to do so, to pay the price, give up any and everything that stands in the way of our being faithful to God, recognizing that living the Christian life is the greatest life that can be lived on this earth, and that it will result in everlasting life when this life is over. As Jesus said in Mark chapter 10, verse 28, there's no man that's made any sort of sacrifice to follow him, but what shall receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. So we come to a ninth reason why Jesus does not want any of us to be lost. And I call your attention now to Revelation chapter 20, and I will read to you from verses 10 through about verse 15. And the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where are also the beast and the false prophet. And they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, even the lake of fire. And if any was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. Now, the Bible here makes clear to us that the punishment of the wicked is simply beyond man's comprehension. This is no doubt the basic meaning of this passage. It would be somewhat like trying to explain differential or integral calculus or differential equations in mathematics to a 3-year-old child, or perhaps a 5- or 6-year-old. He simply cannot grasp it. And so God is using here experiences from our daily lives to help us to see the enormous consequence of living our lives on this earth in disobedience to God. God loved us so much that He gave His Son to die, Romans 8:32. He gave the greatest gift of all. He proved, commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But being the holy and righteous God that He is, He cannot tolerate sin. And so if we live our lives on this earth in sin, and we go out through the door of death with sin upon our soul, then in the judgment we will hear the words which damn us to everlasting punishment. And as the writer of the Revelation makes clear, to be cast in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And everyone whose name was not found written in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. That simply means that everybody who does not obey the gospel will be lost. Jesus said, as recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Notice it's the will of God, not simply some religious doctrine, but the will of God. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. I want to thank you sincerely for listening and urge you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour. Please do be with us next time.